Hello and welcome to Healing From Within. I am your host, Cheryl Glick, author of Life is No Coincidence, The Life and Afterlife Connection, and now in the process of completing my new book, Whispers from Spirit, Transforming Yourself by Aligning to Healing Energy. Here with me today is my very special guest, Elaine M. Grohman, author of her newest book, Spirit Awakening, which is a collection of messages received from universal spiritual sources geared towards helping us develop a more comprehensive way to enhance our physical well-being and to improve our intuitive skills. As Elaine and I are both energy healers, educators, and teachers, we will focus today on presenting to our listeners more info on the many preventative forms of energy healing modalities such as healing touch therapy, Reiki healing therapy, polarity healing therapy, and how as channels, Elaine and I receive information from higher energy to help our clients more fully understand and connect to their own internal source of innate wisdom. Hello, Elaine.
Thank you, Cheryl. Thank you for inviting me to be on your show again. I appreciate it.
Well, I'm sure our listeners may remember you were on Healing From Within only a few months ago to discuss your first book, The Angels and Me, and I am so happy to have you on the show again.
Thank you.
Elaine, you're very welcome. Elaine, as listeners of this show, Healing From Within, know, this show is designed to explore the unseen force of energy and rediscover ways to assist us to align to the universal laws of spirit, which then allow us to create and manifest a healthier life experience. So by going within to the wisdom of our inner source of being, we are able to recognize our power to create and manifest a more fulfilling lifestyle, and also to learn to become more observant and to witness the unfolding of each of our unique and very personalized life plan and destiny.
Yes.
Elaine, can you tell our listeners something about the format of your new book, Spirit Awakening, and the main themes running through the messages you receive from Spirit?
Yes, thank you. The thing that is different, Cheryl, about the first book and this book is rather than just talking about angels per se, I've really expanded it more to really understand that it's completely spirit. It's all spirit. And the messages that I receive really do seem to have a common thread moving through them, and that is really beginning to look at ourselves with much more loving eyes and looking at the situations we find ourselves in with much more open hearts so that we can really begin to heal on very deep levels by looking at the connection we have to one another and to this beautiful planet, Mother Earth, and how everything is so intimately connected. But really what's important is helping us to understand how we have to keep thinking and then our emotions so that we can really heal.
Elaine, so I think what you have moved into from your first book is that healing is coming to us not only from angelic spiritual forces, but from other forces in that higher band of informational energy beyond this earth, where perhaps deceased relatives and higher vibrational beings are working with us in a cooperative way to bring us a greater understanding of what a physical life and a spiritual life is really all about. So I know in the first book you described an angelic reading, and I also do readings for people and Reiki energy healing, but I've never exclusively said the readings I receive come from angels, though I am sure some of the information I am getting and some of the healing energy is from that source. But I suggest that it comes from the spiritual energy of all energy that exists beyond this earth plane and source. And I think that's where you were going in this book, which was a little different from your first book.
That's right. And also to really include and make sure that we don't exclude the energy that is so surrounding us and supporting us, which is Mother Earth.
The energy of Earth
is so important. And I've really been blessed, actually, Cheryl, in the last number of years to work with a very, very powerful medicine man who is really known around the world, and it, the importance that he has helped me to understand.
What is his name?
His name is Hayamel Storm. He is the author of the book Seven Arrows, which actually his first book came out in 1972. He was the first Native person to bring the medicine wheels to the world, out from the reservations, out from the secreted medicine people, out to the world. And he's written three books, Seven Arrows, which is known all over the world and is translated into many, many languages, as well as Lightning Bolt, which is the second book, and Song of Yoyaka. And these are very, very pivotal to my understanding and broadening of my understanding of how we really need to look at ourselves and this living universe that we work in and are blessed by. And really that is also, and not apart from, but included in spirit. It is spirit that animates everything and brings life and certainly life and sustenance to the human race and all the other beings that are on this planet. And when we start to look at the energy that is available to us from the earth, it's very powerful, extremely powerful.
Well, I have become aware, as I have been attuned to many different energy healing modalities, Reiki, the Reconnect Energy Healing, the Seraphim Blueprint, and the Hawaiian Arch Energy Healing System. And I've also studied many alternative healing methods such as reflexology, cranial sacral. And I have discovered that there are many ancient healing energies present all around us. And of course, sensitive people, empaths, or intuitives, or psychics, or mediums, are able to feel it and tap into it for their own use and to help others. But that's about 20% of the population. 80% of the population are still not taking advantage of the ancient healing techniques when merged with modern-day medicine, really offer a great way to maneuver this world and create and manifest a beautiful quality of life. So only today, Elaine, I was asked to explain what I actually do in a Reiki healing session. So perhaps if you tell our listeners how you work in a healing touch session, which is really all the healing energies are related and working from the same divine source, maybe we can proceed to give them an understanding of how a session works and the potential benefits of these healing sessions. So would you tell us something about how you begin a healing touch session and actually what some of the benefits for your clients would be?
Well, actually, I'd be happy to. And I think that, in fact, just this past weekend, I was teaching a workshop, and I'm very privileged to work with several medical institutions, including two medical schools here in Michigan, and have been doing so for the last 11 years. So I'm very involved in helping people in medicine understand what energy medicine is. And I think it's helpful to use the umbrella term energy medicine rather than differentiate what energy is. But there is certain modalities that are more potent, if I could use that term. But what I always do with people, Cheryl, is to help them as I begin, and I help my clients to understand, is first and foremost, the most important thing that a human being needs to do in order to be healthy in body, mind, spirit, and emotions is to be grounded. And literally, it is to be able to have the chakra system fully open and connected to the earth. So literally the word grounded, which we use kind of loosely all the time, the word grounded means the ability to pull energy from the ground. And if we were to think in everyday terms, our body is an electrical magnetic device. Everything, all information that our body receives is electrical impulses through our neurological system. And just like an electrical system in a home needs a grounding wire to prevent a catastrophic explosion of energy, our bodies do too. So when I'm working with someone, I ask them to really begin to understand, and I'm physically working with them, obviously, but it's also I want to educate them about opening the chakras in the bottoms of their feet, which, interestingly, are the most important chakras in the whole body.
You know, Elaine, when I work with many people, they also tell me that they feel the energy beginning to swirl at the bottom of their feet and then to cascade around them up through all the seven chakras down the front and the back of the body. And most of them are able to feel that energy pull going through them, which then helps relax them. And then they can start to feel a release of pain or thoughts or whatever is disturbing them. And for whatever reason, they came in for the healing. And sometimes the healing addresses things that they're not even aware that is disturbing them. For example, I had a woman who had, I felt a pain in her foot. And I asked her if she had been to a foot doctor, and she said, no, she didn't feel the pain. So I said, well, it might be a good idea to check it out. And she actually had a growth on the nerve, which he took out, and it prevented it from going farther and creating quite, you know, a problem. Mm-hmm. So yes, we do start with the energy. And during these sessions, either a Reiki or a healing touch, I believe if it's a first time for a person, they might be able to start to feel, as people do in yoga, a quieting of the body and an intensity of the flow of energy throughout. And it's a new evaluation. It's new understanding for them. What's really going on in my body? Because people are so interested in the organs, you know, and the body parts, that they forget or are not aware of the chakra system, which are energy points located all over the body that, when clogged or blocked, create a lack of flow of blood to all organs. And eventually the physical body goes and becomes, a problem, and there is a disease developing because the energy flow is blocked. So we need to address this, and this is what energy medicine is all about. And many doctors are now starting to be aware. Not all of them, of course. It's still rather new, but we're hoping that once people have this experience of noticing what's going on in their own body, that they could find ways to continue the process of developing a preventive and a wellness plan that will work, incorporating all these different energy techniques. And I know you also do polarity healing. Can you give us a little description of that?
Yes, polarity therapy was actually designed by a physician by the name of Dr. Randolph Stone in the early 20s, actually. So it's been around for quite a while. And he was a physician, so he was very well-versed in anatomy, and a farmer kind of country physician. You know, back in those days, in the early 20s, people knew everything about everyone in their practice. And so the interesting thing about polarity therapy, Cheryl, was that it was very physiologically based, so you really had to understand anatomy. You have to understand organ systems, disease processes, and how that works. So it's working with literally the term polarity means the poles of energy in the human body. And since our entire neurological system is what drives our body, and the neurological system is a current of energy, that helps us to understand that every current goes from a positive to a neutral to a negative to a neutral to a positive again. And that is a current. So essentially what polarity therapy is doing is forcing or allowing a current to move properly through the body by actually forcing currents to move. And it is very dramatic, but what's important is really to use all these modalities together in or to educate people as much as you can about the importance of all of this work so that we can learn to do what we can to be proactive for our own health and to help to heal when we've had trauma or illness and to help those that are coming into this world and also those that are leaving this world.
Yes,
so there are
I agree.
So many ways. There's so many ways that energy medicine is being used and studied, actually.
So I'm sure, Elaine, people also ask you how your readings or information that comes in from higher spirit is working in conjunction with the healing modalities that you and I practice. I know I am asked that, and then I'm always inclined to say, I think we need to take a new look at what healing really means. What is healing? What would you say about that?
Well, I'm glad that you asked that, Cheryl, because I think it's very important that I was having some discussion just this weekend with several nurses regarding this, because in my view and what I have experienced in this past 15 years of being an energy healer is that if you don't heal the emotions, you really cannot heal the body. And yes, you can prevent or diminish some pain, but we have to look at the emotional construct or what is the emotional belief of an individual that they often continue to pursue unhealthy lifestyles, unhealthy ways of eating, unhealthy ways of interacting with one another that continue to perpetuate a physical problem. So when I'm doing readings, often what divine beings or spirit guides that will give me is ways of helping people understand how they can change their point of view about their life.
And that's the important word here, perspective. Unless we change our perspective, we are doomed to repeat over and over again the same limiting, controlling behavior that does not allow us to release these blockages in our thoughts and in our physical body. Mm-hmm. And we cannot progress to understanding who we really are and the dynamic nature of who we really are as spiritual, creative, powerful beings, both having a physical life and being able to connect to energy in many forms with other life that is not right on the planet at this time. So I would say that's the problem many people have. They just focus on their physical life, and they think healing is just being free of symptoms, right?
That's
or right,
that's
right, right.
Rather than being in a sense of peace and joy,
right.
Which
yes.
is a natural state for a human being. And I'd like to also add, if I could, it's not just the other dimensional beings that we have an opportunity to connect with. It is the spirit of the earth itself. I mean, the beauty of nature is alive. It can and will communicate with us
mm-hmm.
if we are wise enough to pay attention.
Yes, and that's why they say for healing, complete healing to go on, go into nature, mm-hmm. walk, take that breath, be by the ocean, absorb all the energies of the beauty of the earth and the energy of spirit. And when you combine those two essences, you have a complete road towards healing.
That's right.
Now, Elaine, many clients might ask us as spiritual teachers or channels of higher energy, what should I do now? Or what should my next step be in relation to this problem I'm experiencing? And people often let such questions plague their hearts and minds, and then they become blocked in these questions. But what is it that they really need to do to go beyond the questions and to become a more dynamic person so they can draw, as the law of attraction shows us, that we can draw better things to ourselves if we just give out more of an energy of positive interaction with the world and everybody else in it. So what do we have to say to them? How can
I often ask people when they're in the midst of a difficult situation, whatever it happens to be, and I might say to them, how or is love present here in this situation? Are you being loving first and foremost to yourself? And when they look at me and they say, what do you mean am I being loving? I say, are you being honest?
Ah, honest.
Are you being honest?
Truthful.
Are you being willing also to look at your own participation in what this problem might be? Are you willing to change? Are you willing to say, will you forgive me? Are you willing to ask for forgiveness and seek forgiveness and give forgiveness? There's so many
things. And are you willing to stop blaming other people?
Exactly.
For limitations that you are not taking responsibility for and changing for yourself.
Mm-hmm.
That's a very important aspect of this. You know, at a meditation led by one of my teachers long ago, Robert Brown, I asked during the meditation if I needed to change my home life or work life or any place or situation I was involved in so I could grow spiritually stronger and follow my life path. And the message I received was very simple. Those places are not important. Those people are not important. Change is happening wherever you are. So in other words, with the right attitude and seeing each challenge as an opportunity, everything is possible. We don't need ideal conditions. What we need is the acceptance of our own personal acceptance of the people and situations we confront, and to be able to embrace all this change in any relationship or health issue without judgment and without any negative emotion. Now, people will, they'll tell you that's impossible to do. Well, it's not easy. But when you start to see you keep confronting the same type of people who are not bringing joy and harmony to your life, and when you stop saying it's their fault, but your own, for not choosing to see why you are having these experiences, we can really learn that nobody can hurt us or take our power away. And by power, I mean that personal, innate, subconscious wisdom of who we are as spiritual beings and why we're here on this earth, which is to grow and refine our essence and to have more love, right?
I think that's what is important is we have an opportunity to look at what's happening to us and things that we're participating in a very different way. And I think that when you become much more aware of what is going on, it's not what is happening around you, but how are you responding to what's happening around you?
And what's happening within you.
That's right, because things will happen in life, and it is not what is happening, it's who you choose to be in relation to what is happening.
I also like that in one of your chapters you gave a quote by Albert Einstein that said, there are only two ways to live your life. One is as though nothing is a miracle, and the other is as though everything is a miracle. And I like that very much because for those of us who are learning to appreciate the quality of our life, no matter what's going on, we are receiving a gift that no one can give to ourselves, but we can make it happen for ourselves. Now, Elaine, you mentioned in your book, to heal any situation, we must bring our attention to the problem, as ignoring the problem and being in a state of denial can lead to further abuse and hardship. Now, let's take a look at abuse. Of course, there is physical, sexual, and verbal abuse. So for the moment, let's look at verbal abuse. What are the effects to both people involved in any kind of negative interaction, whether it be at work or in a love relationship or marriage? And what are some solutions to dealing with controlling and often very insecure individuals?
Well, if we look at the base emotion of someone who is an abusive personality, the emotion that is driving that is fear.
Fear, yes.
And that fear can manifest in many ways. It can be putting someone down. It could be the use of sarcasm, which is really anger disguised as humor. There's so many ways that people are abusive to one another. And I think whether you're the one who is the immediate recipient of that abuse or if you're listening to that or aware of it, I think we have an opportunity to stop avoiding it and call it for what it is. when we recognize that someone is being abusive, to stop it in its tracks. I'll give you an example. I was literally in a drugstore, and I couldn't help but hear this man screaming at the top of his lungs with every foul word you can imagine, and felt compelled to walk over there. And he was screaming at his wife. It was shocking what he was saying to her. And I thought, I'm not going to let this be ignored. And I stood as close as I could without feeling that I was going to be combative in any way. And I just looked at him, and I said nothing. I just looked at him because I wanted him to know that someone was witnessing this behavior.
That was a great thing to do.
Mm. Well, I think that it happens so many times, Cheryl, and we allow it to happen in our presence. We hear it with coworkers bad-mouthing somebody else. That is one way of abuse. We hear people demeaning another person or another race or another whatever it happens to be. And I think that we have an obligation to ask that individual, how does it help you to have that belief? How does it help you to make that kind of statement?
Well, it really doesn't, but many people don't really know what real love is all about, and that it is at the core of our being. You know, love being used as a commodity or treating people the way you just described in a controlling way is not a love that includes all things, all people, all beliefs, and all circumstances. And that is where healing, energy healing, and messages from our divine helpers in spirit take us to an understanding of what true love and real love and how we can improve our quality of life is all about. So I want to thank you, Elaine, for joining me today on Healing from Within. And to learn more about Elaine M. Grohman and her new book, Spirit Awakening, go to elainegrohman.com. In summarizing today's show, may I say that we have discussed that we are all surrounded by the divine loving healing energies of helpers in spirit and the healing energies that we draw and that sustain our life force from the earth, and that our life purpose, while unique to our own soul preferences and needs, do also contain a similar goal for all of us. And it's really quite simple. We are each required to eventually connect to that force of goodness, peace, and happiness that resides in each of us, and to conquer any negativity or darkness, and to also remember that we are eternally interconnected to everyone and to all that is and all that will be. So therefore, the sooner we begin to understand that the gift of a physical life experience requires us to work towards refining our thoughts and actions, the sooner our world will have a more united and unified group of conscientious citizens working collectively to use all of our spiritual gifts, and the more dynamic our lives will become. Thank you for joining me on Healing from Within. I am your host, Cheryl Glick, and please go to my website, cherylglick.com, to learn more about energy healing and spirit communication. Continue to check my new shows on webtalkradio.net, featuring the masters in the field of healing, spirituality, and leaders in assisting you to master and enlarge your own potential for a wonderful life.